We are Lizard
and Loba.
We are witches working out,
here to encourage you to make the time and space for yourself, your spiritual practice, and the care of your physical body.
For ourselves,
for each other,
and for you. Hey, witches!
Hello, hello!
We have exciting news.
Indeed we do. So, we actually went to the fucking gym this morning.
We worked out! Woo!
Yeah, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. It was my second time at the gym this week.
Oh, nice.
I know, I'm actually sore from the first time.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, nice, nice.
My muscles are just getting bigger as I speak. Just kidding.
I've been doing a lot of yard labor this week. It has been kind of a whole thing. So we're just going to talk for a few minutes and then we're going to encourage you to go work out. But we just wanted to check in and say that it was really great that we hadn't been doing stuff very much or not coordinated or not together. And then now here we are going to the fucking gym. We did it.
Yeah.
All right.
And also both of us listened to our own podcast, which is kind of crazy to get us to go work out again. So hopefully our podcast is helping you all work out because it definitely helped us work out again. And I mean, it was like definitely a couple weeks for me that I hadn't worked out, but also, it was not the end of the world when I went into the gym this week because actually I'm still pretty strong and my body was okay. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. So I think no matter how long your break has been, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, I posted that earlier. Like,
yeah,
if you did. If you fall off the wagon, then just fucking get back on. It's fine. No problem.
Okay. So the rest of today's podcast will be specifically about exercises that you can do to pull in the good things into your life for this new moon.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be working on that today. But also, we want to tell you why we're doing the workout before the work in. Lizard, why are we doing the workout before the work in?
We are doing the workout before the work in because we are going to do a very special retreat this weekend.
Do-do-do.
Wherein we will do a really cool ritual together.
Do-do-do.
And that is going to be our actual thing that we're going to like talk about.
Uh-huh.
But it's just like the timing is perfect that we're going on this cool retreat to this pretty place and we're going to do a cool ritual together during the new moon. And so we're very excited for that.
Yes.
And that is why the workout part is coming first, so y'all can work out, and then we will report back with our feedback.
Our adventures.
Thoughts, our adventures.
Mm-hmm. The exciting thing. That
we shall regale you with our adventures. Tales of our adventures.
So, get ready to work out. We are going to be doing some lifting today, so get yourself ready, and I will be back in a bit.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
So I've been waiting for the right time to record today, but there has been so much noise. So you might hear a siren. You might hear loud weed eating and mowing noises. You might hear coyotes and my dog howling with the siren. So we're just going to move through it. Okay. So today it is all about getting some movement in, and we are going to be doing pull exercises along with a not quite meditation, some mindset work, I would say, about what you are pulling in your life. We are building on our push work where we were pushing out things that we did not want. We were banishing negativity. We were talking about how when we release or let go of a person or a habit in our life, about how when it comes back around, we say no. And if you missed these ideas, this work, then you can go back in our episodes that are all named with humor. But today is about what are you pulling into your life on this new moon? A new opportunity, a new habit, new relationships. And if you have been working through letting go, it's really nice because you should have some more space in your life. And I certainly feel like I have more space in my life. I have put up some boundaries. I have let go of some relationships that were not working. And while there are still many things I do wish to let go of, I'm definitely feeling better. So, what are you pulling into your life? If it helps you, you can write this down. I know that you're ready to go because we're going to get a workout. But let's just have a little thought here before we get going. What are you pulling into your life? Go ahead and take a moment. Think about it. Write it down. Lizard and I would really love if you share things with us on our Facebook page. We really like to know how you're doing. You could direct message us. It makes us really happy. So I want you to write it down. And then what we're going to do is another series of 13. And this is how I think about it in my mind. I think about the new thing that I'm pulling into my life. And right now I am considering, considering training to be an EMT. I'm very excited about it. And as I'm pulling new medical training experiences and leadership and a greater knowledge about how to help people, and I'm pulling that into my world, I'm working out, I'm doing my 13 exercises, I think of the first three as in the East as just starting, and then the next three, I think they're in the South, and this, what I'm pulling into my life, it's being manifested in the West. I pull it through to the West, and then I have my last three in the North, grounded, growing. And then I always do one more, and that one more for me is for Hecate, or whatever deity that you work with, or for spirit, or for yourself. I love doing 13. I love doing 13 reps. So that's how I do it, especially if it's hard, I'm having trouble. I just count the first three in the East, and then three in the South, three in the West, three in the North, and then that last one, for me, it's for Hecate. Okay, you ready to go? So the first exercise we're going to do is called the Superman or Superwoman pull. And these are all bodyweight exercises. By the way, you can do it at home. You can take this to the gym too. But I'm assuming for today that we're going to be at home. Okay, witches, go ahead and lay on the floor, face down, with your arms straight in front of you. And the movement is you're going to lift your chest slightly off the floor and pull your arms inside of your torso. And you're also going to lift your legs off of the ground. So it's like you're laying on your stomach and you're doing like an inverted C. And this is pulling, and it's pulling into your back. It's working your lats, your lower back, and your traps. So you are pulling into your back. And I would like you to think, as you think of what you're pulling in as we do this exercise, that you're pulling in energy that will help you to stand strong. Yes, witches, we are standing strong. I will link a picture of this on our Facebook page, but you got it. You're laying on your stomach and you are making like an inverted C. Okay? Here we go. Lay down. We're going to do 13. And you're just going to hold for a few seconds. Okay. One. We're in the East. Hold. Two. Three. Down and up. Two. Hold. Two. Three. And down. Three. Hold. Two. Three. And down. Now we're in the South. Four. Hold. Two. Three. And down. Five. Picture something beautiful about the summer. and down. 6. Your manifestation growing like plants and down. 7. Now we're in the west and down. 8. Think about your favorite thing about autumn and about water and down. 9. Maybe picture the leaf changing, or Halloween if you like Halloween. And down. 10. Now we're in the winter time. I love the winter. And down. 11. Think about the earth and being grounded down in the earth and all the things that you love about the earth. And down. 12. Maybe snow. Love it. And down. Last one. 13. This one is for you. This one is for Hecate. This one's for your deity. This one is just for being badass. Badass witch. Awesome. And down. Rest. Okay, the next one is doorframe rose. So, please go and find a doorframe so that you can put your hands, grab the doorframe, and lean back until your arms are straight. Please make sure that you have a good grasp and there's nothing behind you you're going to hit your head on. Please make common sense, good witchy decisions. So this exercise, you're going to be pulling into your heart. So this is a great one to pull in energy for something you want in your life that will make your heart feel good. Yes, which is, this is about feeling good, joy, not just resilience. This is about feeling joy and connection, all the good things, because we deserve all the good things. Okay, are you ready? So we're going to do 13 again, and going through the directions with the one at the end for whoever that is, that special someone in your life, whether it be you or a deity or whatever you want, a loved one, furry friend, it's up to you. Okay, so grab that door frame and lean back until your arms are straight. Put your feet together and you're going to pull yourself forward till your elbows are bent. So you're pulling yourself towards the door, and then you're going to pause, and then we're going to return to start. Okay, here we go. 1. And down. 2. We got air. We're in air. Picture what you're manifesting coming to you through the wind. And down. 3. Maybe it's a breeze. Maybe it's like a big storm. And down. 4. Now we're at fire. Coming to you through fire. And down. 5. Maybe it's like a wood stove fire or like a campfire. And down. 6. Maybe it's time for it to be like a big flame. That one's up to you. Just be sure. And down. I forgot what number I'm on, so we're just going to say 7. We're in the west. We're in the water. And down. 8. Is it a waterfall? Is it a mountain creek? Is it a lake? And down. 9. Maybe it's the ocean and it's coming to you in waves. And down. 10. It's earth time. Growing through the earth. Maybe it's your favorite tree or plant. And down. 11. I can't count. However you picture it coming to you with earth and energy. And down. 12. Maybe you're thinking Avatar and you're an earthbender. and down. Last one, 13. 13, yeah, 13. 13's for Hecate. 13's for you. 13's for whatever you want it to be. Woohoo! Okay, and rest. Okay, witches, I'm going to talk you through one more and then give you some more things that you can do. Because I think you have will have the hang of it hearing me talk you through like this. This last one is the glute bridge. So this is a bodyweight exercise that will impact your glutes, which are like your butt muscles, your hamstrings. It's also really good for your core muscles. And for this exercise, you are pulling in to your core. And for me, this makes me think about like pulling in to your, to me, it thinks about pulling in pleasure is what I think about. Pulling into you the things that make you happy. Maybe it's helping you discover what truly makes you happy. I mean, I have trouble with that sometimes. I feel like I'm really, maybe I'm good at it. Like, think that I'm very good at making other people happy, but sometimes I really struggle to do that for myself. So, when I do this exercise, I'm pulling in the experiences for me to learn and know what makes me happy. I'm pulling in pleasurable experiences, joyful experiences, self-knowledge to know how to make myself feel joyful. Okay, so here's how you're going to do it. Lay on your back and hold on. Okay. Lie on your back on the ground. Don't do this on your bed. Lie on a hard surface. Start with your legs about hip width apart and bend your knees so your shins are vertical. Keep your feet flat on the ground. Put your arms out at an angle to help you balance. And then when you're ready, you're going to thrust your hips into the air in a straight line. Focus on driving your feet down into the ground. So it does feel like a pulling motion. And continue driving your feet down while thrusting your hips up until your hips are fully extended. So basically your body is going to be like at an angle and try to get as high as you can, but keep your back, just your upper back on the ground, like your shoulders. So your whole lower back will be off the ground. When you are fully extended, like squeeze your butt, and then you're going to lower them slowly. Okay, are you ready? Lay on the ground. You are pulling in. Well, it's up to you what you're pulling in, but I suggest pulling in things that are pleasurable, things that make you feel good. More pleasure and joy in your life. Okay. One. That pleasure and joy is coming through on the air. Squeeze your butt, and down. Two, feel it on the breeze. Feel hope and excitement. What will those experiences be? And down. Three, maybe it's a thunderstorm. Maybe it's a whole lot of things. You decide. And down. Four, now we're in summertime and fire and warmth. Imagine it, fiery joy and pleasure. And down. Five, more fiery joy and pleasure. Beltane. And down. Six, more fiery, squeeze your butt. And down. Seven, now we're in autumn and water. Halloweeny things. And down. Eight. I'm thinking about how much I love waterfalls at how much I love swimming at waterfalls. And down. 9. I really like going on hikes to waterfalls that I get to jump in, even if it's cold. And down. 10. Ooh, now I'm thinking about, like, big, beautiful redwood trees and hiking through the forest. And down. 11. That is a joyful experience. The biggest, most beautiful trees and forests and running through them. And down. 12. Oh, picturing a beautiful forest and mountains and how much I love the earth. And down. 13. What's it for? Who's it for? Yeah! Witchy 13! Woo, woo, woo! And relax. Okay, so these exercises are best if you do each one of them 3 times. So you can go back and listen to me count you through them again and then again. Also, another good one would be bicep curls. So you can do that with, if you can find something like your heavy candle off your altar, or you know, your kid's motorcycle helmet, or other random large objects that you can do bicep curls with, that would be great. I just want you to know that I'm really proud of you for making time for yourself. I'm happy to be with Lizard, the voice in your head that believes in you and tells you that you can do it. And you can move your body. You can move your body at home. You can move your body at the gym. You can move your body outside. You can take a rest. You can move your body later. But it does feel really good to get started. And these 3 exercises, just doing them, do them 3 times. Not only are you moving your body, but you're pulling in this energy for good and new things. To stand strong. To open your heart. And to bring you more joy in your life. Okay, Loba signing out. Much love, witches.